For some Americans, it's very personal, the situation at the Texas border, which has now been cleared. But earlier, up to 15,000 migrants, most of them Haitian, many seeking asylum, came in from Mexico and were camped out. Dave, who would not give his last name, drove nearly 13,000 miles from Ohio to Del Rio to be where some Haitians were being processed Friday by a nonprofit humanitarian coalition after being dropped off by Border Patrol.
It's very key that we appreciate in America our freedom. Our freedom is a shining light to the world.
He was on a Christian relief trip to Haiti a decade ago when he met Ruth, a nurse, and kept in touch. A month ago, she and her family left South America, where they briefly lived after fleeing Haiti.
I just felt that my friend is worth my time to come down and take care of it.
Along the way, he picked up necessities for Ruth and her husband and a car seat for their three-year-old.
I just see it as an opportunity to serve somebody that, you know, we have so much.
Day was supposed to drive them to her sister's house in Ohio, but was worried because he'd not heard from the family and was just waiting. I'm Julie Walker.